Friends, the scripture reading for this morning is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, and I'll be reading from the NIV version. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we gather today, open our heart and minds to your words. Lord, help us to understand our purpose as a salt and light in this world. Empower us to live out your truth and shine your light in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, last Sunday, friends, we just beginning with a sermon series called On Purpose. And last Sunday, the theme for our message was, Why Am I Here? And today, the theme is, What is the purpose? What is a purpose? Could you please look the person next to you and ask her, what is a purpose? Let's not be shy. We are in the Lord's house. Let's ask the person next to us, what is a purpose? Friends, before we dig more deeply into today's message, I want first to share the definition of the term purpose according to the dictionary.com. The dictionary.com defines purpose as the reason for which something exists or is done, made, used, etc. In other words, it refers to that which one intends to accomplish or attain. Friends, today we are blessed to have a refrigerator in our house because due to someone's imagination, they decided to create or invent it. Prior to refrigerator, people had in their homes what was known as an ice box. I believe you all know about that. However, before that invention, we used to find ways to store food from a long time without having them spoiled. Friends, in Angola, where I am coming from, we have a practice that we refer as, this is a Portuguese term, escalar peixe. Escalar peixe. Meaning, in Portuguese, to keep fish by salting it, which I believe exists in other countries, either on the continent of Africa, after doing some researches, including asking my mom and other old people, they told me that this practice dates back centuries due to the fact that the amount of fish caught was so great that the fishermen had no place to store fresh fish and had to find a solution to avoid throwing the fish away, so it would not spoil. And guess what the product was that they used to preserve the fish so it does not spoil? Anyone want to guess? Salt. I know you guys are so smart. Yes, that was salt. Friends, salt has various functions in the human life. Beyond this practice of salting the fish to keep it from spoiling, that is, it can also be used for other purpose in a different culture or cultural context. For example, here in the United States, we put salt on the sidewalks and road when it's snow or ice in the winter to prevent people from sleeping due to the moisture on the grounds that freezes so as to prevent a car accident. In addition, salt can be used to add flavors to our foods and for purifying foods. Overall, salt plays a very important role in our lives and health. Friends, in verse 13, we just read, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Friends, what is Jesus trying to tell us today about this? First, it is important to understand the uses of salt in ancient times. Salt is a crystalline compound, chemically known as sodium chloride. However, in a biblical time, as well as today, salt was used for various purposes. Friends, in what ways is Jesus trying to tell us that if the salt loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled and underfoot? It is that when the salt was taken from the Dead Sea, most of it was sold to be used for human needs, such as food, medicine, and to preserve the food. Therefore, the rest of it was spoiled, was kept to be utilized when the winter started, because in the higher elevations above Jerusalem, it also snowed. Although not that much, certainly not as much here in Midville. In fact, in recent years, specifically since 1950, snow has not been recorded in the high elevation surrounding Jerusalem due to the global warming. Friends, furthermore, in the time of Christ, salt would have been used for many things with a purpose. We all need to be used, to be useful in God's purpose. We may not know the final results that can come from our actions, but we need to be aware that if we do not engage our energies in actions that are purposeful, there will not be a positive result. And if there is no positive result, our spiritual life can become meaningless. Friends, as Christians, we are called to preserve goodness, add godly flavor, and purify the world through our presence and action. However, God entrusted us all here with gifts that are represented as salt. If we do not make much use of it, instead, we will lose our saltiness, meaning we must maintain our distinctiveness and influence others as followers of Christ. Friends, if a seasoning has no flavor, it has no value. That is, if Christians make no effort to affect the world around them, they are of little value to God. If we focus too much on the worldly material things alone, our relationship with God will suffer. Friends, we need to nurture our relationship with God by engaging in purposeful activities that will give meaning to our lives, and that will lose, and that will also be pleasing to God. That is, as Christians, we should not simply live in such a way that we are blending, in which everyone else, without doing something special. Instead, we should affect others positively. We should affect others positively, meaningfully, just as a seasoning bring out the flavor in food. Friends, the scripture talks about salt and light, two very important things as a part of what Mother Nature provides to complement human survival. With light, it is role or characteristic illuminates, guides, and dispels darkness. Friends, we read in verse 14, "You are the light of the world." So my question is, can you hide a city that is sitting on top of a mountain? It is light at night, can be seen for mileage. Friends, if we live for Christ, we will glow like light. reflecting for others what it means to be Christ-like. We hide our light by being quiet when we should speak. We also hide our light by going alone with the crowd. Friends, we can also hide our light by rejecting the light of Jesus Christ. We can hide our light by letting sin dim our light. We can also hide our light by not explaining our light to others. And lastly, we hide our light by ignoring the needs of others. Friends, we all must put effort, put forth our effort to be a beacon of truth. Without hiding your light from the rest of the world, we need to continuously try to make every effort to shine brightly to the world. Friends, we are called to shine to the light of Christ in the world filled with darkness and confusion. That is, the scripture is inviting us today, dear brothers and sisters, to let our light shine before others through good deeds, pointing people to God and glorifying Him. Friends, let us be mindful that we are being invited to live our Christian life with integrity, kindness, and a commitment to God's principle as we share our faith through words and actions. In acts of service, let us be a positive influence and stand against injustice. Let us reflect Christ's love in our neighbors. Also, as we continue carrying on our ministry here at Stone United Methodist Church, let us continue to spread the seeds of salt and light, as we are called to do in our gospel reading for this morning. Friends, when we embrace our role as a salt and light, we fulfill God's purpose for our lives. That is, our influence can lead family members, friends, neighbors, and the world at large to Christ, bringing hope to the hopeless and fostering positive change in our communities. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, our purpose as a Christians is to be salt and light in the world, preserving goodness, illuminating truth, and guiding others to God. Thus, let us continue to embrace this question: how can we actively live out this purpose in our daily lives? Friends, I do not know how often you might feel disconnected from your purpose. However, let us continue to seek God's guidance and to renew our commitment to being salt and light Each of us is called to live out our purpose as a salt and light, as a disciple of Christ for the transformation of the world, from here to everywhere. From here to everywhere. May these words continue transforming our hearts as we serve God.